a roundup of the main business news from China and elsewhere. This is Global Business.
From CGTN headquarters in Beijing, this is Global Business. I'm Zhen Jiufeng. The headlines we're tracking at this hour. Strengthening ties, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is in Shanghai, the second leg of a three-day trip to China after visiting Chongqing on Sunday. Hainan Expo, the China International Consumer Products Expo, has entered its third day today on the island province of Hainan. And showcasing innovation, the biennial Canton Fair has kicked off in the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou. We're bringing you the highlights. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is in Shanghai, the second stop on a three-day visit to China. He has visited Chongqing University, which was founded by a German doctor in 1907 and a German polymer producer, Covestro. It's estimated that there are over 5,000 German companies operating in China, a majority of which are located in the Yangtze River Delta region. We will bring you more updates about Chancellor Olaf Scholz's visit later in the show. China's first major international trade fair of the year is underway on the island province of Hainan. Today is the third day of the China International Consumer Products Expo. The UK's Department for Business and Trade has set up the country's first national pavilion at the event. Meanwhile, Ireland, the guest of honour this year, is showcasing its achievements at a dedicated exhibition venue. Dozens of countries from Europe, Asia and Africa are participating in this year's expo. For more updates on this year's Consumer Products Expo, let's cross over to my colleague Wang Tianyu on the ground in Haikou. Tianyu, tell us what are the highlights on day three of the expo.
Well, Junfeng, yes, today is the third day of the event, and as you can see, more and more people are coming, and they came for the latest tech product that they can try out, and local and international traditional clothes that they can try on, and also the delicacies that they can take a bite. And you know, coming to the third day, I can tell you that the enthusiasm of both the participants and the audiences have increased. And as the video has mentioned, there are over 4,000 brands from 71 countries and regions attending at the Hainan Expo. And this year, the guest of honor is Ireland. And their pavilion had a row of whiskey bars along one side and food producers on the other. And the pavilion showcased Irish food and drinks and healthcare and fashion products and also the culture and tourism. The Irish firms attending the event have the same goal with others, which is to unlock the Chinese market as the consumption here is steadily growing. Junfeng.
All right. I noticed that you've interviewed some global company senior executives at the expo. What did they tell you?
Well, it's very interesting that almost all of them have mentioned about the consumption, and they say they would keep investing in China, in Hainan, to benefit from the Chinese market. And, you know, they believe the potential of Chinese consumption market is huge as the middle class is growing. And, you know, after the pandemic, Chinese people are eager to, you know, travel around and spend money on themselves, but they would like to travel, you know, inside the country, closer to their homes, and that will lift the consumption in the domestic market, and you know, and also lift the growth in many other sectors. And you know, that's why the company executives I talked to here in Hainan Expo told me that they would set up the R&D centers and to better understand the Chinese consumers. So at the event, I spoke to Michael Kirsch, the president and CEO of Porsche China, and he said the Hainan Expo can help them better engage with China.
Very impressed what I see at the Hainan Expo because it concentrates on consumer trends, on consumer products, and especially on the way of luxury goods. I think a perfect fit for Porsche with our offering here in China to our Chinese customers. The Chinese market for Porsche is very important. We are the biggest market for Porsche in the world, and that's why we really try to cater to the needs to the Chinese customer very, very specially.
You know, Chinese auto market is very, very competitive. So what is Porsche's strategy to stand out?
We are driven by passion and by innovation. So the strategy for us is to innovate and to be there for the Chinese customers at the same time, to take a product that is very strong in the world, to make it for our Chinese customers more catered to their needs. And we do this very strongly by having established R&D, research and development team here to listen very carefully what's needed and to adapt the product to the Chinese needs.
What is your take on German-China business relationship?
I believe dialogue is very important. So that's why I appreciate very much that the two governments, now with the visit of Mr. Scholz to China, speak. Because at the end, we need to gain future prosperity through dialogue and through interconnections with our economies. That's why I'm very happy that this is taking place right now as we speak.
The Hainan Expo is known as a product launching platform for global consumer brands. 27 new product launch events are scheduled at this year's event, with multiple products debuts occurring in each session. Now, with German direct investment in China rising to a record $12.7 billion last year, German companies are also represented at the Hainan Expo. One of them is global cleaning technology giant Kaiser. The company has opened a new center in Hainan to service the growing demand for its products in the region. Kaiser has said it sees huge potential in China's consumer products. It's debuting the world's first wireless spray extraction cleaner at the Consumer Products Expo.
So tell us about the new product that you're launching at this year's Hainan Expo.
Well, this year is very special because we did a one-of-a-kind. We have a global launch of a new product, not only a China market launch, but a global launch of an in-China developed product, primarily for China, but we see a huge demand overall across Asia and potentially the entire world. Well, it will strengthen the ties between China and Germany. Chancellor Scholz brings a large business delegation with him, and I think this shows how important China remains for Germany and also how important Germany is for China. So it's a mutual win-win, and I believe with this visit we can strengthen our really good friendship and partnership for the future.
This year also marks the 45th anniversary of the diplomatic relations between Ireland and China. Our Sean Doherty interviewed Anne Derwin, Ambassador of Ireland to China, to find out success stories of collaborations emerged from Ireland's participation at the Hainan Expo.
Company here, Irish Meat Casings, and they've actually established a plant here in China, and they're working with the company in Hainan, and they're adding value to the product here in Hainan and then exporting to the Chinese mainland. Another opportunity is in education. So we have 7 educational institutions that will be here during the week talking to people and explaining about the wonderful educational system we have in Ireland and just the opportunity for students both to come to Ireland but also to engage in some of the joint programs that we have here in China. And here in Hainan, we have a collaboration with TU in Dublin. So Hainan University and TU have a joint course in hospitality and event management. And there's a large number of graduates and they're doing very, very well.
With the recent announcement of visa-free travel for a number of EU countries, how do you feel this will impact China-EU economic ties into the future?
Well, I think it's a really welcome development, and certainly we were delighted in Ireland when Premier Li Chang announced it when he visited Ireland in January. And already I've been talking to Irish business people who said it's made it so much easier. You know, it really is very easy now, especially as we have Hainan Airlines offering direct flights from Beijing to Dublin. So I think it's never been easier to travel to China or indeed to travel to Ireland. So I hope we'll see a lot more travel, a lot more business over the coming years.
What potential opportunities exist for collaboration and innovation across emerging industries such as clean energy and healthcare within the China-EU trade relationship?
Absolutely. Well, I think here China have really forged ahead in terms of green energy. And I think we had our Minister for the Environment here last year, and he was, you know, really interested to learn more about China's progress in relation to solar, wind energy, but also battery technology. And we in Ireland have huge capacity to generate wind energy. And we know that the secret for us is learning to balance supply and demand on the grid. So we think that China can help us with some of the investment in battery and storage technology. So I think there's huge opportunities there. I think, you know, in terms of we already have Chinese vehicles, new energy vehicles selling in Ireland, they're selling well, and I think they'll help us with the energy transition.
20 mayors from around the world have convened in Haikou, Hainan province, during the ongoing Fourth International Consumer Products Expo to exchange views on city development opportunities. Our reporter Juju has the details.
Themed Shared Future, Shared Opportunities, 20 mayors from countries across five continents have gathered for a conversation hosted by CGTN in Haikou, the tropical island of Hainan province. They were exchanged views on city governance.
The first priority is to develop the economy well. Second, to ensure people's livelihoods.
I think a good mayor should really make the policies that will be in line with the progressive and better development.
By implementing refined, scientific, and sustainable governance, construct a cohesive city and create a beautiful urban environment.
They were explored strategies to develop innovation-driven emerging sectors, such as new energy vehicles. Here in Haikou, official data reveals that over half of the vehicle market comprises new energy vehicles, ranking first in China. The city's deputy mayor shared advice for other cities aiming to boost the NEV market.
The first priority is to enhance the infrastructure for electric vehicle applications, especially charging stations. The second priority is to improve the electric vehicle industry chain. The reason why China's electric vehicle market demonstrates strong competitiveness globally is due to the advantage of China's robust supply chain.
China is doing such a great job. I think we need to promote their success by bringing some of their electric vehicles to the United States and Europe.
Mayors from different cities are also designing their innovative approaches based on local specialties to attract tourists and expand cooperation with other cities.
We are organizing an aviation equipment exhibition at our Heiawa Island. We've also hosted international marathons and have established sister city relationships with several globally renowned marathon cities.
As China further opens up, they expressed eagerness to cooperate more with Chinese cities.
We've just signed, I think it's a month ago, we signed with Shenzhou City, another sister city. We have two sister cities in China. More so is to enhance on the tourism and the empowerment of our young people.
This is our first time to come to Hainan province, and we look forward to creating another relationship with a city in Hainan.
Other mayors joined the conversation online, including representatives from the U.S., Italy, Germany, New Zealand, among others. All of the mayors concurred that each city has its unique background and they're looking for more complementary cooperation to achieve a shared prosperous future. Zhuzhu, CGTN, Haikou in Hainan Province.
Beyond the ongoing expo, Hainan Free Trade Port has been under construction for 6 years, leading high-level opening up. Data shows that in 2023, Hainan province's trade in goods increased by 15% and trade in services increased by almost 30%. Meanwhile, the number of offshore duty-free shopping visits surged by almost 60% year-on-year and the total spending rose by almost 25% year-on-year. Foreign investment in Hainan also continued to increase. Since 2018, the number of newly established foreign-funded enterprises in Hainan has continued to grow at an annual rate of 65%, reaching over 6,500. Local government has pledged to accelerate the construction of a world-influential free trade port, making Hainan a model for China's reform and opening up in the new era. For more discussions on the China International Consumer Products Expo, let's talk to Li Yong, Chief Researcher of DNC Think Tank. And Mr. Li, how can the Consumer Expo support marketing and sales of international products in China?
Well, I think there are many ways that international consumer product companies can really promote their products in China. First of all, I think the expo provides an interactive platform for supply and demand to meet. And basically, I think the foreign sellers are able to meet with the Chinese buyers and to understand the market and are able to plan, for example, their sales as marketing in the Chinese market. And the second one, I think the expo brings together four functions, namely trade, market transaction transparency, market exposure, and development. You know, that makes this expo unique. And the third one, I think, is, you know, this expo is able to provide an opportunity for international marketers to get insights into the Chinese consumer market. And that will enable them, for example, to modify, for example, their product presentation, you know, the change of a package, for example, or package size, you know, in terms of interpretation or presentation of the value proposition. And of course, you know, for companies that are planning to establish R&D capabilities, you know, those insights will benefit them into developing products, you know, suitable for Chinese consumers. Of course, you know, the last but not the least, you know, this expo provides a kind of a long-term platform for international marketers, you know, to plan on a long-term basis, you know, for a continued, you know, strategy to make an entry and development, you know, in the huge consumer market. Back to you.
How can this expo promote the development of Hainan's own agenda? That's a free trade port.
Well, this is really a good question because, you know, a lot of people are looking at, you know, Hainan Island as a province as a kind of, you know, the largest special economic zone, the largest pilot free trade zone, and, you know, and of course, the first, you know, free port with Chinese characteristics. But, you know, with the focus of the development, you know, not really a lot of people understand that, you know, the positioning of the island as a kind of international tourism and consumption center, you know, that position allows, I think, the island to, you know, to adopt very aggressive opening up policies and to improve its business environment. And in fact, you know, this province received government support and has been, you know, implementing very the most favored policies towards foreign investment and you know, foreign marketers coming into the island. And all of those, I think, will contribute to the opening up and further improvement of the business environment, particularly, you know, through the interactions of the international companies and with the local government. And I believe, you know, with this unique geographical position, you know, this island is going to become the hub of consumer products that will likely radiate not only to the mainland of China, but also to the other part of the Asian countries and regions. So I believe it is going to become the most open and friendly free trade port.
Great. Thank you for your insight. That's Mr. Liu Yong for us. More to come.
The Asia Pacific's largest consumer products exhibition is back.
Over 4,000 global consumer brands converge
to showcase their latest and most unique products.
We're at the forefront of China's evolving consumer trends.
To show you how businesses are leveraging China's rapidly expanding consumer market for growth.
At the China International Consumer Products Expo.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has arrived in Shanghai, the second stop on his three-day tour, and has opened a given a speech at Tongji University. My colleague Cheng Tong has more on the ground.
Let me give you some background information of the Tongji University. Well, the university was founded by a German doctor as early as in 1907. And the university also has a lot of cooperative projects with some German colleges. So this is the reason why Scholz chose Tongji University as the first stop for him here in Shanghai. And this afternoon, he's going to visit a German polymer producer in the city's Pudong New Area, and also going to meet some city officials before heading to Beijing tonight. And also, if you take a look at the delegation he's bringing this time, there are a lot of big names in the business field. For example, the heads of chemical giants Bosch, Beth, and also technology company Siemens, pharmaceutical company Bayer, and also some automakers, BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Volkswagen, are also accompanying the German leader to China. A survey conducted by the German Chamber of Commerce in January showed that over 90% of the surveyed firms here in China, the German companies here in China, they say they will remain in China, and close to 80% of the German companies surveyed say they expect to see their industries grow in the next 5 years. And last year, actually, the German GDP dropped by 0.3%. So the economy was bringing a lot of headaches to the German government. So Scholz and his government is actually seeking to more cooperative deals with China this time. So, of course, there are some sayings in Germany say the country relies too much on the Chinese market, but all evidence have shown that Scholz is determined to continue cooperate with China and has no plans to de-risk from the world's second largest economy.
Prior his visit to Shanghai, Chancellor Scholz's first stop was southwest Chinese city of Chongqing, where he visited a company producing hydrogen products. Zheng Songwu has more.
It's Olaf Scholz's second visit to China since he was elected German Chancellor. His first stop in Chongqing was at a company that specializes in the development, production and sale of hydrogen powertrain products.
Mr. Chancellor is visiting a hydrogen company in Chongqing with his delegation, and the head of the company is showcasing some new energy products to him, like the heavy trucks, using hydrogen as fuel.
The company Bosch is operated by Germany and China and is committed to bringing leading fuel cell powertrain solutions to the Chinese market, providing comprehensive local support and services to Chinese customers.
Well, right now, Mr. Chancellor is visiting the manufacturing shop, and the worker here of the company is introducing some new facilities to him.
Environmental protection through new energy use, such as hydrogen, are expected to be one focus of negotiations and further cooperation between the two countries. Germany has been China's largest trade partner in Europe for 49 consecutive years, while China has been Germany's biggest trade partner for 8 consecutive years. China is still the most significant market for Germany. Bilateral trade volume between China and Germany reached 253 billion euros in 2023, about $217 billion. The business delegation has high expectations for future cooperation.
I think the relationship between China and Germany is very strong over the many, many years. It's an industrial relationship. Remember that 30% of the industrial GDP comes from China. Germany has a lot of technology to offer, so this is how we grow our economies. And going forward, I think we have the next level ahead of us, deploying the new productive forces in a higher level, a new way of collaboration. That's what we're looking for.
Germany's central bank data also show that direct investment from Germany to China reached a total of 11.9 billion euros in 2023, $12.7 billion, setting a new historical record. And German investment in China accounted for 10% of Germany's overseas investment in total. Good relationships between these two big economies always benefit each other. Zheng Song, CGTN, Chongqing.
Now, the 135th Canton Fair, China Import and Export Fair, has just opened in China's south city of Guangzhou. It's China's oldest and also the most exhaustive international trade fair. Hundreds of thousands of international buyers have registered to participate in the fair. International exhibitors from across the world are also pouring in. CGTN's Cao Chufeng spoke to some of them.
It's 10 past 9 on Monday, the first day of the Canton Fair. The door opened about 10 minutes ago. And if you look here, you can see a lot of people are lined up here waiting to get inside the venue. Many of them are international buyers coming from around the world. And many of them have been waiting here for more than half an hour. This is what it looks like for every session of the Canton Fair.
As of 2 days ago, nearly 150,000 buyers from 215 countries have registered to participate in the fair. The number of buyers from Belt and Road partner countries has seen a spike of 45.9%.
Sun is inside.
Enmar Waya is a buyer from the UAE. He's been coming to the Canton Fair for nearly two decades. And for the last two sessions, he's been bringing his son to the event.
Yes, I bring him here to see the environment and to continue our company relation with Chinese suppliers.
It's very interesting, and every year we see many innovations happening here.
And I like to deal with the Chinese supplier, frankly, because I feel positive and also lucky. Frankly, when I get something from here, I can get profit, good profit for my company.
This time, the number of buyers coming from America has also seen an increase of 21.4%. Michael Cruz's family owns a 130-year-old American company. He's also a regular Canton Fair buyer. I asked him about his impression of Chinese-made products.
The Chinese manufacturing is fantastic. We've been here, and it's been getting better every year. Just doing business here in China gets easier every year.
Majority of the exhibitors participating at the Canton Fair are Chinese suppliers, but international exhibitors are also there, spreading over an area of 3,000 square meters. 680 international companies are participating at this session, and their origin countries and regions have extended from last session's 43 to 50 this time.
Why we attended to Canton Fair? We are interesting to see our customers because we know all of our customers, they preferring to come to China for Canton Fair.
China vows to continuously adopt an opening up policy and seeks willing cooperation with other countries. Some recent measures including introducing more visa-free entry policies and an increased number of international flights. Because of these, experts believe we might be seeing a substantial number of international buyers and deals made by the end of this Canton Fair session. Cao Chufeng, CGTN, Guangzhou.
With that story, we wrap up this edition of Global Business. I'm Zhang Jingfeng, Beijing, with us.